This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect. Get it? Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Different Strokes Shoe Swap.
Dave.
So good to have you listening all the way from the UK, given that I am going to mention the very reason why I might be inclined to do rugby union, if ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, people, if you don't know me, I don't do this thing called sports. I don't do this thing called contact sports at all, actually. The idea of tackling frightens me so much that I would prefer to fake an injury during year 11 sports than to actually play AFL.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like this idea of trying to prove that you're macho or trying to tackle the ball or anything like that.
You don't tackle the ball,
Dave. I don't tackle the ball. You know what? When they get me to play soccer, which is a completely different sport, but still minimum amount of tackling, mm-hmm. you know, must be expected of it.
There's no tackling.
Oh, come on, just a little push here and there to kick the ball off you. That's tackling, right?
Okay, continue.
Maybe not. Okay. Well, look, in any case, I always say, oh, I'll play defender, you know, mm-hmm. the one that's near the goalie, aka the one that doesn't move from his spot and doesn't have to chase the ball. So I'm quite happy with that position. But when it comes to, you know, a period of time where the ball were to come near me and I have to defend the goal, I don't do it. I kind of whimper away. I go, oh, gotta go to the other side of the field. So you get the picture of what David Lim is like. He does not do sport or contact sports. So this week, when you challenged me, Jade, to learn a little bit about tackling in rugby union, mm-hmm. I went to you and said, what's the difference between rugby union and rugby league? And you know what? I didn't even know there were two different kinds.
No, you didn't. But
Is there a third kind? Like a different species?
Well, if you counted something like sevens or whatever, which are just adapted smaller games, you could probably say there are other options. But no, but basically there's rugby league and rugby union.
You know what? I just think, you know, you used to play rugby union.
Mm-hmm.
You used to play rugby union. So I thought, this will be a fabulous opportunity for us to shoe swap into that. So I've learned about tackling as you requested, Jade, because
mm-hmm.
it's something that, you know, I just thought I would never do, but
I'm going to tackle you after this to see how you respond to what you've learned.
No, don't tackle me, please. You lady with heels, don't tackle me. I was talking about Mandy's email before, all the way from the UK, and saying there's a reason why I might be inclined to do rugby union, and that all comes down to a gentleman named Johnny Wilkinson. I think he's really cute. He's an Englishman.
He's hunky. Why are you talking about Johnny Wilkinson?
Because he is a rugby union player that I happen to think is quite cute.
And this is ridiculous.
Why? What's wrong with? Aren't you interested that I am name dropping a sports star?
Yeah, but you're picking Johnny Wilkinson out of everyone that you could pick in the entire world. You're picking a guy.
I don't know.
Johnny Wilkinson.
I just Googled. Okay, and he taught me how
What about the Australian players?
I don't know. They didn't teach me how to kick a goal.
They're playing right now.
Are they?
Yes, they're going to be in Melbourne playing on Saturday night, and you're telling me about Johnny Wilkinson.
I don't know, Jade. Like, I don't shoot you down.
You don't understand the heartbreak.
Oh, girlfriend.
That Johnny Wilkinson has caused to the Wallabies. But anyway, continue with your tackling. I look forward to hearing about it.
The best way to tackle in rugby union, ladies and gentlemen, is the side tackle. It is the most effective way to not only trip the ball off them, so to speak, but to also drop your opponent to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've never watched a game of rugby, you probably you know, would have picked up anyway through talk and maybe some pictures, that these guys are pretty huge. And there is no way in hell I'm going to be able to drop one of them to the ground. I'm this little skinny Asian guy, does not do sports, and this is just not my thing. So I'm wondering, how much of personal bulk do you need to bring into this tackling? Or is the technique, is it all about the technique?
It's the technique. It's only technique.
So it's nothing to do with how muscly you are or how heavy you are to tackle someone else?
At the end of the day, no. Like, you know, obviously there you have to be muscular in a certain respect, but as long as you're aggressive and tackle well, then it doesn't matter what size you are.
Effectively, the best part about the side tackle is that you can approach the opponent from any side, from either side, left or right. Timing is key. Bear in mind the opponent will be running with the ball in hand, so it's important to get the basics right so you can bring them down and reduce the chances of injuring yourself. You know, because obviously that's the first thing that comes to mind. I'm like, well, hang on, if I'm tackling someone that big, what about myself? Step one with the rugby union tackle. Make sure your shoulders are above the ball carrier's hips, okay? So you got to sort of almost estimate how you're going to charge and where they're going to be when you're charging and where that point of contact will be. If you actually position your shoulders to be above the hips, then that way you actually minimize any chance of injury to yourself. Your target is the ball carrier's thigh. Keep that in mind. It's all about the thighs, mm-hmm. okay? That's how you bring your man down. First time I've heard of this tip. I bring men down in lots of different ways, but the thigh it is, if you're playing this game. Lower your center of gravity into a crouching position and brace your shoulder for an impact.
It sounds like stalking, doesn't it?
No.
It's like you're stalking your prey.
Really? It sounds like I'm entering the Earth's atmosphere for the first time. That's what it sounds like. Bracing myself for impact, center of gravity. Am I in some sort of giant bubble that's hurling from space like in Girls Aloud's Untouchable video? What is this mess? I am playing rugby union. That's what I'm doing. The point is when you're tackling, you drive with your legs. So it's important to get a good sprint. You know, it's necessary to gain the momentum so you have a firm impact with your shoulders onto the thighs itself. Okay, so you almost got to charge straight into them. Make sure that your head is tucked behind your opponent's body. Don't headbutt the thigh. That would be stupid and painful as well. Make sure your head will end up around the butt region. So you know what I mean? You know, you're going in for the shoulder into the thigh.
Yep.
Make sure your head's tucked behind the body. Wrap your arms around the ball carrier's legs. And get this. This is what the tip was, you know, in bold, italicized, underlined.
The most important thing. Yep.
Exactly. Grip tightly and hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on to dear life.
Don't let go.
Don't let go of the legs. No. Hell no. Grip onto those hairy thighs. Wrap your arms around the ball carrier's legs, grip tightly and hold on, and then you bring them down. I'm sort of getting images of some sort of safari National Geographic style video when the lion hunts the zebra and like sinks its teeth into the thighs and sort of brings the whole animal down. I'm getting this vision. I don't think I could
then
do
then drags them off behind the bushes, is that?
Yeah. That's a whole George Michael kind of thing. We ain't going behind the bushes. Final step is to continue the drive through with a complete tackle. Don't hang around admiring your work. Make sure you recover the ball, obviously, because that's the point of the tackle. You don't just hit someone down. But remember, you have to get up on your feet to play it. Otherwise, the referee will give you a penalty. Such are the rules, apparently.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just thought it's quite interesting, this tackling business, because I've never tackled someone in sport before, but it's not much to it because if you do it the right way, you technically shouldn't be spraining your neck, hurting your head in any way. But you might bear a brunt on your shoulders.
Well, let's just say when you tackle someone, Dave, and you both go down to the ground, you might run into a situation where, just say, 8 or 10 other players will run over to try and get the ball and maybe stand on your head and or your body.
I've seen that happen before. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you're never safe.
No. No, not men, not 8 burly men on top of me. I don't think I can handle that. One at a time, but eight. So that's probably the side effects of tackling, I suppose. I just have to give that a thought. It's not so much about just getting that one person down, but also
it's the after effects.
Make the sure, ambush.
Okay, the most important thing, Dave, and is to make sure that you cover your head when you're down on the ground. So put your arms up towards your head. Because when they come over the top of you...
Is this the crouching and bracing for impact bit that,
it's after you're on the ground, make sure you cover your head. Make sure you put your arms up near your head.
Have you had any really disastrous tackling incidents in your time playing rugby union?
I had one instance where I was on the bottom of a ruck, which is what it's called when the big, you know, after we've had the tackle, mm-hmm. I was on the ground and someone had stood on me and I had basically a footy boot size imprint on my inner thigh.
Sexy.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.